when you know and can be very clear about what you want. And there's always the be careful what you ask for, because sometimes when you ask for certain things, you get it. And sometimes you're not being very clear, open, and honest with yourself as to what it is that you want. A lot of times women are stuck in some of the old relationship modalities where they're thinking, you know, I want the bad boy, I want... a lot of times we're picking, you know, emotionally unavailable people, and we're expecting and hoping that this will develop and grow. But because you're coming from the same old perspective and the same old reality, and you're not healing, then you're bringing in a lot of the same things. So you're not allowing yourself to grow and to heal. And this becomes really important, because if you're wanting to change your relationships and how you're reacting to your old relationships, you have to take responsibility for yourself. Just like we've been saying earlier, you have to be aware of some of the old qualities that you were wanting.
And you should also be aware of why you're getting into that relationship.
Yeah.
Because I think another thing is, if you don't get it the first time, you're never going to get it. Because many people get into relationships because they want to seek, they think they're going to get what they want, or they're going to... We get into relationships for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people... Because you must be content with yourself.
Yes.
You must be content with who you are first before you get into that relationship. You must be able to fall in love deeply with yourself first before you fall in love with someone else. Because if you cannot accept who you are, if you cannot accept the kind of person that you are, then at the end of the day, you want to be accepted in that relationship. It's going to be very difficult, because there are a lot of emotions, confusion that is going to come out of that. And that will not work. First, be sure of who you are, what exactly you want out of that relationship, and be confident with yourself, be honest to yourself, and trust yourself and love yourself first before you can love the next person. Because if you cannot love yourself, then how can you expect someone to love you? You see, many people expect to be love in a relationship. Yes, it's important, but we should love ourselves first.
Absolutely.
And if we can accept who we are first, then I can accept you. So easy.
That's
it's
right.
So easy for me to accept you. But if you don't like who you are, you don't accept who you are, then you want me to accept you. It's going to be difficult. In most cases, I'll end up using you. And after that, it's all pain.
And pushing all your buttons.
And
because
pushing, exactly. And you're not satisfied because you're not getting that which you want from that next person, because he's not seeing things this way you're seeing things. So you expect certain things from him or from her, and those things are not coming your way. So you're so dissatisfied. That's why, you see, if you're in love, you're secure with yourself first. You're satisfied with who you are first. You're in love with yourself first. You don't expect anything from anyone. Don't expect anything from love. Because if you go into a relationship with a lot of expectations, those expectations, if they're not met, you're going to be angry to that person. Why
That's
is
right.
it these things are not coming? So love is not selfish. Love is a detached involvement where you are there, but you allow the next person to be who they are. You allow them that space. You allow them that freedom to be who they can be.
And that's kind of the new paradigm. And we're talking about people that are possibly a bit older, that have been through the old paradigm, where that's a concept that a lot of people don't even understand, let alone know how to go about doing it. Because they've never had clear examples of what love is. They've never experienced unconditional love from someone else, especially their parents. So we're really needing to rework this whole thing about relationships. And as we've been saying, it has to come from us first. And that's probably the biggest, most important thing, is learning how to love ourselves.
Exactly.
Because it's not been a part of our reality. It's not been, for most of us, a way of even relating to the world. Because our school system, everything in our lives in this world, especially the Western world, is about attaining.
Achieving, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up in a system where we believe if we want to attain or achieve something, we cannot do it from within ourselves.
That's right.
We can only do it if we get a certain kind of boyfriend or girlfriend, or we... over 50 years.
Hmm.
That's what is love to me, because they've been together, they've been through all the struggles, they've survived all the odds. Love is not what I see on the television. People have been together for 30 minutes, they're happy, and out of that, they break down. See, that kind of fantasy where 30 minutes you meet, you're happy, you enjoy, and after that, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's just a kind of infatuation.
Sure.
Where you become so obsessed with someone for a few minutes. Then after that, you're so drained and you don't feel anything. You're so empty.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're expecting that person to feel that emptiness, mm-hmm. that inside you. No one will ever feel that emptiness. It's you who's going to feel that emptiness. Because we must accept the fact that you are born alone and you're going to die alone. That you must be who you are first. Understand
right.
yourself, love yourself, and accept the person that you are, and feel that dissatisfaction within you. And then if you can do that, you get into a realm of all possibilities, infinite choices, where you can see things from different perspectives, and where you can accept different viewpoints, but still maintain that which you believe in.
Right.
At the same time, not wanting to dominate other people with your viewpoints. You see, where you allow other people to be who they are. I think if we get to that state, you see, love becomes really what it is. You enjoy it because
mm-hmm.
you trust that person. Get it? That's what we need. I mean, so that's the new paradigm that I think
yes.
we must be preaching.
That's absolutely,
exactly.
absolutely, because I think that has been the biggest thing. I think most of people never pass that stage of infatuation, and they're not even understanding what love is because they're not understanding love within themselves either. So they're looking for something outside of themselves to fulfill them, and they're always looking. We're always searching for someone to blame,
exactly.
someone to fill in, to achieve, make our achievements, somebody else to help us become who we're supposed to become. And that has to change. That is part of what we want to change. And are we ready for a break? Cool. So we'll be back with Nat Radio and Two Souls Connect in just a couple seconds. And we're back with Nat Radio, Two Souls Connect, and your host, Lori Houston. I also wanted to let everybody know that this is going to be my last Saturday because I'm going to be getting the Thursday night choice spot, and very excited about that. So starting August 10th, I will be back on the air from 8 till 9:30. So that's a Thursday from 8 till 9:30. And very excited about that. A whole hour and a half. I'm sure I can fill it. And because, you know, really, I'm just talking here, which I can do pretty well because I've been co-hosting with Brad in the mornings or in the afternoons. And Lord knows we can just chat away for hours and hours and hours and not even have guests. So, but we do have a guest and we are talking about relationships. And we've been in a really interesting conversation about how it has to start with us first. And so I'd like to continue that because I find it the most fascinating. And really, it is the most important part of a relationship. It's the relationship we have with ourselves.
Exactly. That's the first thing.
It is the first thing. And so if we wanted to talk to people about how to love themselves, I'm just trying to think how we bring up this topic in a way that, because I've had so many people say, well, you know, how do you do that? How do you build self-esteem when most of your life you've been put down and you don't have any self-esteem. You watch the media and the media portrays beautiful women being anorexic. How the media portrays women, relationships. It's really, really difficult to learn how to go within and to love yourself first. Now, I'm big on spirituality. I'm big on helping people with their fears. I'm big on helping people get within themselves. But really, it's recognizing when it is that there is a fear that's involved. It's recognizing when the patterns occurred to you as a young child. It's becoming more aware of every time you're reacting instead of being in a state of love. And I would think that, you know, 98% of the population are generally in a state of reaction. They're not even aware that they have an option.
Yeah, because in most cases, let me explain it from different perspectives.
You see, please.
The first thing is there's certain orthodoxies or belief systems that we have been taught to believe. Like,
that's right.
If you want to look beautiful, you must be looking this way. If you want to look beautiful, you must be looking this way and all that kind of stuff. And these are people who are into business. They're trying to market their own business. They're trying to sell their own products. So at the end of the day, what they do, they take advantage of human weaknesses. They know out there are people who don't have self-esteem. There are people who don't believe in themselves. So they try to use that to get money. And if they tell you that if you want to have self-esteem, you must use a certain deodorant or you must use a certain soap. In terms of, I mean, you're going to buy that and you're going to use it because you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in who you are. So they take advantage of people with good weaknesses, people with good fear, people don't have self-esteem. So at the end of the day, their business are moving because of the existence of those people. That's and right. If everyone is going to say, okay, fine, I'm strong, I don't need this, I don't need to be told that, I'm going to do what I think is best for me, no matter what people say, then at the end of the day, we're going to see changes happening within that environment. So we must be the change of what we want to see in the world. Mahatma Gandhi said that a few years ago, we must be the change. You must change first.
That's
you
right.
See. So how you develop self-esteem is just making a decision to do that. Because there is no blueprint process that you can follow. Many motivational speakers, people have said a lot of things. If you want self-esteem, you do it this way and this way. That's
yeah.
Important. I don't need to discard that. But what is essential is to just be aware and say, I need to be myself. I need to accept who I am. What do I do best? Let me go ahead and do it. Because if you're going to be used by everyone, business people, marketers, they're taking advantage of people. So I always say to people, don't give your power so easily,
that's
but
right.
Give love unconditionally.
Ah.
That's what I always say to people, and that's what is important. Because if you know, you see, a lot of people are needy. You see, when they get into relationships, they don't love the next partner. They need the partner. You see, when you need someone, you possess it, you want to grab it. You don't want it to let go. You don't want it to have freedom. You always want to be with it. Because you need it. It's like a basic need. That's what not love is. Love, you release. They say if you love something, let it go. For if it was yours, it would definitely come back. And if it doesn't come back, it was never yours in the first place. Something better is going to come for you. So it all depends with how you see things. We must let something go. We must detach ourselves. As I say, detached involvement. You were part of that, but you give enough space. You see, there should always be balance in nature and in the universe. Once there is no balance, we're twisting everything. People suffocate, and even relationships, if you don't apply balance, we're not doing anything. You should give each other space to breathe, to go out, see a movie. When I say you should be given your space, I don't say you're given space to go and see someone else and sleep with someone else. No, you're doing that within the context of responsibility, because love is a lot of things. It's patience, it's commitment, it's responsibility, it's balance, it's all those things. So you should always apply the principle of balance in whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Even self-esteem. They should be balanced, because if you've got low self-esteem, you don't go anywhere. You don't develop as a human being. And if you've got a kind of flatted self-esteem, when you go extremes, you think you know everything when you don't know everything. So there is some humility that is needed at the end of the day. You need to be humble. So,
yes, high self-esteem is not cockiness.
Exactly.
It has to come from that place within.
Exactly.
That's generally somebody... Somebody who has too much self-centeredness is still somebody who is crying within, because they're still needing that void to be filled. It's just that they appear on the outside to have it all together, but when you actually tear it piece by piece down, you realize that they're just as volatile, they're just as empty, they're just as sad as somebody who has really low self-esteem. It's just that they've chosen a different way to wear their face. They've chosen a different mask to wear that pretends that they have this love within, but that's not what it is. They just have an overconfidence of, because maybe they were good at something when they were in high school and they were given a lot of extra attention, and they came up with the thought that if they acted like this throughout all of their life, then people would respect them. And it always, you always find those people that are too cocky or too into themselves, that there's something still that's missing, because
there's certain void that is within themselves that they're still trying to fill. So the question is, why is it that void is still there? The idea is not, we're not trying to attack people as to why they have that void.
No.
But we're not trying to attack people, but at the same time, we should not nurse that, because if you're going to nurse it, you don't grow as an individual.
That's
so
right.
We should be honest with you, because love is also honest. We should be honest with you and say, yeah, it's there. We acknowledge its existence, but we don't need to dwell there. We need to move forward.
That's right.
To leave. So this is what you need to do. You should get out of it and move forward, because that's what is important. You see, so many people, you see, we've grown up in an environment where we have been conditioned to believe certain things, to believe that in order to be something, you have to be, to do it in a certain way. So we have a lot of belief systems that we have in our minds. So I think we should go into a process of deconditioning, where we should try to take that away and try to see things in a new, clear, and a very pellucid way, I can say, a very clear way, to say, okay, the most important thing is, who are you? And that you should respect everyone, and that you should not only be self-centered, but you should also you should give yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
What I call self-extension, where you should look beyond the obvious and consider other people, that in as much as you are an individual, you're part of the whole, and the whole is greater than the parts of his sum. You see, so you must maintain your individuality. That's important. But at the same time, you should connect with everyone else. You should not judge people. You should see them as they are and try to help them fit into the whole, which is the universal consciousness, the universal being.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I think that's part of another huge problem in society, is that we are we tend to judge everything. We make judgments on absolutely everything we see, and that is how we perceive the world. And we do need to move away from that particular perspective because it's not really helping us grow. Generally, when we judge a person, it's really judging something within us that we don't understand. I mean, a lot of times racism is out of ignorance, not out of knowledge. It's not, I mean, it's just ridiculous how we have gone through life and we feel justified in judging others because we've somehow have gotten the idea that when we die, God will judge us, and so therefore we feel justified in judging everybody else.
Yeah, I think the whole kind of the existence of God, and it has been distorted by many people. I'm not very qualified to comment on that per se, but I think I should also give my point of view in that people have grown up in an environment where they've been told that God is a murderer, where if you don't do things in a certain way, God mm-hmm. is going to kill you, he's going to judge you, he's going to grab you and destroy you.
That's right.
So you're so afraid. So many people follow certain religions, not because they want to, but they're so afraid. They're doing it out of fear. I feel that if I don't kneel down and pray today, God is going to kill me. So even if you forget to pray, they always think, oh, God is going to kill me. I mean, God is God love. I mean, he existed beyond the space that we exist in.
He's far
beyond that. He loves us. That's why he gives us chances each and every day. If God was a murderer, I think the first person that he could have killed is me. Because I've done a lot of evils. I want to be honest. I've done a lot of evils to society, to myself. You see, but you see, we are allowed to grow. He gives us the room to develop. That's why he gave us free will to choose mm-hmm. what we want and what is good for us. If he was kind of a murderer, I mean, he couldn't have gave us free will. And you could just say we could be like robots.
Yes, it would be a dictator.
Except to be detected to do things in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I think God exists far beyond that. He has got love, he's got compassion, and he sees things in a better way, in a positive way. He sees room of development each and every day. That's why he gives chances and chances to every person.
Mm-hmm.
He says, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. He's a loving father. He's a loving being. Mm-hmm. He has made us to be who we are because he loves us. See, for God, I mean, we should always preach that love. Many people are following religions, are getting into relationships. I mean, not because they want to. They're so scared that if you don't get into this relationship, it's God who has given you this relationship. Like, I mean, I'll be more qualified to comment about Africa.
Right.
You see, young girls like 12 years old, they're getting married to 50-year-old men. Why? Because they're being told that this is what God wants because the 50-year-old man is a priest, is some pastor, some weird church. So they're told this is what God wants for you, this is the future for you that God has chosen. If you don't do it, God is going to kill you. And I look at that, I become so angry sometimes. I mean, it's wrong to become angry, but sometimes I look at that and
the injustice.
I mean, that's injustice, social injustice. You're abusing young children, young girls, 12-year-olds. They should be in grade 7.
Mm-hmm.
Going to school, developing mm-hmm. their lives, their potential, who mm-hmm. they are, but they're not doing that. They're becoming mothers at 12.
Wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Why? Because it has been done in a way of a fear because of people who have taken advantage of religion, and then they begin to preach their own religions to people
right.
so that they can oppress women, they can oppress children, and so that they can get money.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Well, it is a way of it is how we relate in society. We're very fear-based. Most of the media that we have is fear-based. They manipulate us and control us into believing what they want us to believe, and it's usually the people that have power over us that are trying to get us, as you say, to buy certain things, to have life a certain way, and so they're always using fear is a way to control and manipulate us. It's the same in the school system, in that school initially came about not as a way to educate us and free us, but really as a way to streamline us into being workers for somebody else, being a worker for a corporation, being the follower instead of the leader.
Exactly.
School doesn't generally assist us to become leaders. It assists us to be, you know, to work the 9-to-5 job, to be the good employee, and to follow other people.
The whole system is a fraud because I think it's a fraud because we're always being taught that, you see, we should work for other people. We go to school to get degrees, not to be who we are, but to work for other people, to work so many hours and get money. I mean, the whole system has been, I mean, contaminated and twisted, I mean, so badly that we just grow up and grow through that system. We have children and our children go through the same system. That's how society is going. It's a cycle. And these people, because they've got money, they're in positions of power, they keep on abusing other people because they want more money and more power. Mm-hmm. So they do it. Unless society sees that and say no to that.
And it's the same with our relationships.
And bring about a revolution.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I believe we're going somewhere where we say no to this. We need a change in terms of this. We need a new perspective where we change the whole system. See, it has to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We might not do it today because there's a lot of work that needs to be done out there. Mm-hmm. But everything has got a beginning. See, cause and effect. Everything starts from somewhere. So we need to begin now talking about it, preaching it, having a lot of shows of this kind, talking to people, inspire them. One day we're going there.
Yeah, I agree.
Every movement starts with one idea.
That's right.
And that idea can change the world.
That's right. And we did start the revolution here on Nat Radio. Maybe 4 weeks ago now? Has it been 4 weeks, Brad? Come on, Brad.
Approximately.
Wow. That was Brad from the faraway place. I mean, we're working towards evolution. We're working towards helping people understand why we are in the situation we're in, why our relationships are the way they are, why we're not being, why our needs, our wants, our desires, what it is that we are craving, which is really something to be filled inside, that peace, that understanding what love
and
is.
And I think it's because we have given so much power to other people. We've given that power because we don't know its existence. We don't know the existence of that power within ourselves.
Right.
If people knew that there is a certain power within themselves and how awesome that power is, I don't think people could give it away. But they give it because they don't know that it's there.
Yeah.
So our job is to show people the existence of that power and how awesome it is and what kind of miracles you can create with that power. And then when people realize that, they're not just going to let it go easily. And there, at least, we begin to have changes.
Yes. Amen.
We begin to have changes. It starts in relationships. It starts in every situation.
Every situation. And it's all the same. I mean, it's really all the same. Every single thing here is a mirror that is reflecting back to us what we need to work on within us. It's every time we react, every time a button is pushed, every time, you know, we're in a situation where we're feeling we have no control. These are all things to help us understand that we keep projecting outside what we need to work on inside.
Exactly.
And so when you can go in and you can feel that love within and you can work on that peace that really should have been the first thing we worked on, should have been the first thing that was encouraged, should have been the first thing that was nurtured by our parents, but nobody understood it. It's just starting to happen, and gives me hope, gives me a great feeling knowing that it's finally starting to people out there are starting to get and understand little pieces of it, and it's just a matter of continually educating and continually bringing people's awareness to it. So the more shows like this that we can get onto Nat Radio and help people understand themselves.
And I think if you look at it also, you're looking at how the family system has been distorted because kids grow up with one parent and that parent will always tell the kids, your father is so bad because they did this and this and this. You see, they grow up with a confused, with a twisted mentality. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, all these social evils that we see, be it guns and all other things that we can talk about, is because of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's how these people have grown up, how they have been socialized. The concept of socialization has twisted everything.
Yeah.
So I think that's the starting point.
It
to
is.
Try to start an awareness campaign of that sort. Say, okay, this is how we should see things. This is how we should see things.
I don't know how we can do that with Nat Radio, but I'm sure that we are going to have an awareness campaign, because I like the name of that. Maybe that's what it should be called instead of the revolution, an awareness campaign.
Let me make a mental note.
Okay. You gotta love Brad. I think Brad might have been drinking with the television. I'm not sure.
Plausible deniability.
Yes, an awareness campaign. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I think we're going to start it.
Yeah, we should start it.
Okay.
Yeah, make people aware. Yeah.
It'll be an awareness campaign of love.
Of love, exactly. The existence of the power of love. You see,
the existence of the power of love. I love it.
That power that is within us is love. And if people understand and identify the existence of that power, that it is what makes them who they are, it is part of them, they will not let it go. You will not give it so easy to other people.
That's right.
You use it creatively. You see, that power is creative intelligence in itself. That's the creative mind of God. Because when you're in a state of love, you're in a state of all possibilities, where you're surrounded by all choices, infinite choices, where you can choose, you're free, where you can do anything that you want to do.
Yes.
I always say that you can be anything that you want to be. Of course, you can't be everything, but you can be anything.
That's right.
You cannot be everything, because some people have to be something, so that at least we can come together and then become one. You see, if you become everything, then we destroy the concept of oneness, the concept of unity, of because unity comes when we all interdepend. We depend
right.
on each other.
Yeah.
So you cannot be everything, because God wants you to fit to that part, that energy, that vibration that is the universal consciousness. So I think people should understand the concept of love, the power that love has, that love can, you see, it says all else, everything else is going to go away, but the power of love is not go anyway, because it is what the universe is. It started the universe, it created the universe, it created who we are, so
that's
it's
right.
ever existing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The power of love. I think that's a song.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not sure that we have it, but I think that's a song. Well, Brad's singing it, but I'm not sure we have it.
I can give you a very quick example.
Okay, please.
Have you ever been in a situation where, in a relationship where someone has shown you another kind of love that you think you've never seen? I mean, where someone has touched your heart so much that you can never forget that person, because they gave you another kind of love that you think did not exist.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's how powerful love is. When it touches you, you never forget it.
That's
it
true.
Always exists.
That's
it will
true.
Never exist. And look at all the great people you can name. Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, all the great people, they had a certain kind of love that they showed to people, that people will never forget them.
And compassion and,
exactly.
you know,
and
everything
yeah.
that comes along with that. Yeah. And that's really what we're hoping to achieve with my show, Two Souls Connect, because we're really wanting people, you know, not to just continue in an endless stream of dating. We're wanting to help support you to be in a relationship. And the only way you can truly be in a relationship is by learning how to love yourself and opening up that doorway to understanding from a deeper level. And then you can easily find love, because anybody would be able to love you once you love yourself.
Exactly.
So hopefully we will spur on more and more conversations like this. Tawanda, I would love to have you come back again.
Definitely. I would enjoy that.
That would be
great.
Enjoy that. And to get more information about me, you can go to www.intuitivesoul.com or you can email me at twosoulsconnect@gmail.com, which is googlemail.com, and two being the number two. Or you can call me at 416-690-6391. That's 416-690-6391. And you've been listening to Two Souls Connect, and then what? And as I said, the next show will be August 10th, which is a Thursday, from 8 p.m. till 9:30. I hope to hear from you then, and have a great evening.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame. my number. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Ba 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 ba. Look up the number. You know my name. That's right. Look up the number. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Ba 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 ba. Look up the number.